Hi, this is a dictation for Lisa Genna, L-I-S-A-G-E-N-N-A. Date of birth is 6/25/69. Date of accident 1/11/2022. And the date of service is 6/2/2022. Miss Lisa Genna is here for a follow-up evaluation. She reports that she was involved in an automobile accident initially on 1/11/2022, where she was hit into the driver's side T-bone on the mostly the rear passenger side. This accident led to headaches along with dizziness, loss of balance, forgetfulness, loss of concentration, nightmares, fearful of the even nausea, vomiting, as well as pain in the neck, mid back, lower back to the tune of 7 to 10, and radiation to the left buttock and left posterior thigh. Nasmanas to dermatome fashion, as well as pain in the left hip, left shoulder, with difficult time lifting the shoulder beyond 130 degrees. And the patient has continued the physical therapy. She has had MRI that were found positive for a bulging disc at C3-4, C4-5, C5-6. And C6-7, as well as normal MRI for the brain, and in the lumbar spine there was a bulging disc at L1, L2, L2-3, L3-4, L4-5, L5-S1, and herniated disc at T12, L1. The patient has been advised about the options that are available to her, including the injection treatment with LESI and CESI, as well as surgical consultation. The patient currently chooses to continue her physical therapy. She reports that she has had a chiropractor who was not helping and she is now about to change. She's quite satisfied with her physical therapy 3 times a week. She has received all the medications. The blood pressure is 130/80, pulse 68. Pulse of 98. Rest of the physical examination is the same from previous visit. 4/5/2022, dictation number 0408-049. And diagnoses are the same. I think I did not dictate the record a little bit better. In the history presenting illness, please mention that the patient continues to suffer pain in the upper back, mid back, and lower back as before to the tune of 7 to 8. And 50% pains are reported relieved. ADLs that are affected are general activity, mood, work, relationship with other people, sleep, and enjoyment of life, 10 on a scale of 1 to 10. In the system review, patient reports in neurologic psych and difficulty sleeping, fatigue, tension, weakness, loss of balance, loss of equilibrium, lack of focus, lack of concentration, poor work performance, anxiety, depression, panic, and chronic fatigue. However, the patient does not have any headaches, dizziness, vertigo, vision disturbance, double vision, blackout, or any seizures. In the pain and numbness, patient has an ongoing pain in the lower back stiffness, neck stiffness, shoulder stiffness, along with pain in the shoulder, neck, mid-back, upper back, and lower back. No difficulty walking is reported. In the GI, no nausea, vomiting, diarrhea, constipation, digestive problem, incontinence of the bowel, stomach pain, blood in the stool, or trouble swelling. In the GU, there is no incontinence of the urine, frequency, painful urination, or blood in the urine. In respiratory, there is no asthma, trouble breathing, chest pain, coughing, shortness of breath. In the last 30 days, the pain level has remained the same, and no changes in the medical history, surgical histories, or hospitalization, weight loss are reported, no other trauma. current pain medication is Tylenol. The codeine substance abuse, none is reported. Compliance is free, full compliance. The blood pressure was, physical examination, blood pressure of 130 over 80, pulse is 68, pulse ox 98. The rest of the physical examination is identical to the previous visit of 4-5-2022. Dictation number is 0408-049. Plan of care is to continue medications. All the patients report that she doesn't want any sleeping pill or any Prilosec or even Celebrex. She has got plenty. A Tylenol with codeine number 4, every 12 hours, 30 days are provided, 50 tablets to be taken PRN for pain only. Physical therapy continues 2-3 times a week with traction massage, echotherapy, gait training, home exercise and attentive program. And she remained disabled for work, housework replacement, and transportation. She'll be seen in 30 days' time. Oh, she has been given all the option of surgery. She doesn't want any surgical consultation. And she has been given an option for injection treatment based on her MRI, which includes LESI and CESI. However, the patient has not made up her mind. She thinks conservative treatment with therapy is all she wants. If she decides to change her mind, we will be more than happy to provide her the injection steroid to bring her further relief. She is otherwise stable. Thank you.